Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On September 7, 1839, the Barbadian newspaper carried a story of one man's determined attempt to put a price on his road to freedom. It's a tale about an apprentice laborer, a freedom he desperately wanted, and a rather unusual strategy for getting the price down. The man, who worked as a superintendent on an estate overseeing other laborers, wanted his complete freedom. So, he went before the special magistrate and asked to have his labor appraised. He was asking for a price to be put on the remaining value of his service so he could pay for his freedom. When the appraisal took place, the man presented himself as a sick man. He claimed that severe rheumatism had left him almost incapable of useful work, and to reinforce the impression, he apparently turned up looking shabby. The magistrate assessed his services at just £10. That was not a bad deal, but there was a problem. The man's master had not been informed in time about the appraisal, so he wasn't there to challenge the valuation. When the master later objected to the low figure, another appraisal was ordered. The apprentice stuck to his story. Terrible rheumatism, serious infirmities, barely fit for work. This time, the assessment went up to £15. The master decided that, rather than prolong the dispute, he'd accept the £15. However, that was not the end. According to the writer of this 1836 account, there was another side to the story. While on the estate, this supposedly frail rheumatic man had been allowed to cultivate half an acre of land without losing any of his regular allowances. And despite claiming to be almost useless because of illness, he was, according to the account, actively working as a supervisor, overseeing field laborers, while enjoying the privileges normally given to senior estate officers. The newspaper's anonymous correspondent was suggesting that the man's appearance of weakness may have been an act designed to drive down the price of his freedom. But there's an important detail here. The writer wasn't accusing the special magistrate of wrongdoing. Quite the opposite. He specifically said he believed the magistrate and other officials had acted conscientiously based on the evidence presented to them. His warning was aimed elsewhere. Don't be fooled. If you're called upon to assess the value of an apprentice's labor, he argued, make sure you're getting the full picture because appearances can be deceiving. The letter was signed simply, an old subscriber.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.